We are learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on top of the Amud. We learned at the end of the block yesterday that there were eight Nevi'im that were descendants of Rachav Azoina. And the eight Nevi'im were Neriah, Baruch, Usaroya, Machsoya, Yirmiah, Chukiah, Hanamel, and Shalom. These were eight Nevi'im. And the Gemara says, Bishlam Inu Mefarshi. Bishlam for them, because four of them were sons of the other four. So Bishlam Inu, four of them, a Farshi, the first apostle, like Rashi brings down. Yirmiyah, we know of Sefer Yirmiyah. Hanamel, it says in Yirmiyah, V'yaveyaleh Hanamel ben Doidi Kedvar Hashem. See, he also was a Navi. And Baruch and Saraya were Tamidav of Yirmiyah. They were Tamidim of Yirmiyah. And we know Tamidim of a Navi are like a Navi, are usually a Navi, like Elisha, the Talmud of Eliyahu, and Yeshua, the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, we know those four on the Vim. Allah Vasaya, but their father is Menalon. How do we know? How do we know that their fathers were Nevi'im? Because Yirmiyo is Yirmiyo ben Chilkiyo, Hanamel is Hanamel ben Shalom, Baruch is Baruch ben Neriya, and Saraya is Saraya ben Neriya ben Mechasya. So you see that we were saying the fathers, which is Mechasya, is also a Navi. How do you know? So the Gemara could do Ula. Dom Ula, Komakam Sheshmoy Vashem Ava Ben Avias. Anytime the Pasuk mentions a Navi and it mentions its father, you know, the Navi's father as well, Biadua Shu Navi Ben Navi. You know that this Navi is the son of another Navi. Shemoy Vashem Ava, if the Pasuk mentions the Navi and does not mention its father, mentions the Navi's father, then we know Biadua Shu Navi Vloy Ben Navi. He himself is a Navi, but his father is not a Navi. So therefore, Fiula, we know that these other four are also Nevi'im because the Pasuk, when it mentions the name, says Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyo, and it says Hanamel ben Shalom. So we know, not only are these four Nevi'im, but the fathers are Nevi'im as well. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Shmoi v'shem Iroi, if the Pasuk mentions their father and the name of the city, Shmoi, their name, v'shem Iroi, the name of the city, Meforish, Biyadua Shehu Ma'isa'ir, which Mashal says means we know they were born in that city. Shemoi V'loi Shemiroi, if it mentions the name of the Navi and not the name of the city, Biyadua Shehu Ma'isa'ir means they were born in Yerushalayim. Sakaponim, Ula told us a Yisoid over here, two Yisoidis really, that if the Navi is the Navi and his father, then Biyadua, the father is a Navi as well, and if it's mentioned his ear, we know he's Noilad in that city. If not, he's Noilad in Yerushalayim, he's born in Yerushalayim. Mestita Tana, there's another idea in the Braisa. The Braisa says, "Kol shem ma'isa v'ma'isa avayisav stumim." Anytime the ma'isa of the person and the ma'isa of their fathers are, we don't know. We see the ma'isa in the pasuk. We don't know what the father was. The father a tzaddik or not a tzaddik? We're not sure. Uparo lo hakos avachas v'mashvach. And in one place, it mentions the person's ma'isa of l'shvach, and in that pasuk, it mentions their father. So then we know the father is also a tzaddik. Keep going. Devar Hashem Ashahoya El Tzafanya Ben Kushi Ben Gedalia. The Pasuk says about Tzafanya, who is a Navi, it says in the Pasuk Ben Kushi Ben Gedalia. So Biyadua, we know, Shu Tzadik Ben Tzadik. We know that it's mentioned in the Pasuk, the father is mentioned in the Pasuk. We know that not only Tzafanya, we know is a Tzadik, we know his father is a Tzadik as well. And the opposite also. Anytime the Pasuk talks about one of these people who are a Shom, Kigoin, there was someone named Yishmael, who was a Rasha, he killed Gedaliyahu ben Achikam, same Gedaliyahu, he killed Gedaliyahu. So it says in the Pasuk there, but he becomes a Shvi, but Yishmael ben Netanya ben Elishama, so be a Dua Shu Rasha ben Rasha. So since it mentions Yishmael's forefathers, we know they were a Shom as well. Now the Shikla Ara over here, Lachar Tzafanya was a Navi. We just said a few Ula that if you mention a Navi and his father, the father's a Navi also. So why is the Braisa say he's a Tzadik ben Tzadik? He's more than that. He's a Navi ben Navi. The father's a Navi. So Rishash asks this question. Rishash has two mahalachim. One mahalach is that maybe he argues on Ula. This Braisa argues on Ula that holds that a Navi that says mention his father doesn't mean the father's a Navi. It means the father's a Tzadik. That's one mahalach. And one mahalach, he says, no, of course, if it mentions is a Navi. But here we're trying to contrast a Rosh and a Tzaddik. Therefore, it says Tzaddik ben Tzaddik and not a Navi.
What is this
supposed to have to tell David Chikam? No, it's not. The Pasuk is saying, who killed David Chikam Yishmael? So why have to mention his father's name? So the Bright says, if it mentions his father's name, it's for a reason. To teach us that the father's a Rosh as well.
Is this supposed to
tell us who killed David Chikam? What? It's in that parasha. It's in that parasha that says this, yeah. It says this parasha. Yeah, it says Vayibchayus v'boyishmo ben Tanya ben Shimon Mizraam Lucha v'Rabbi Melech v'Asar Nashim Itay El Gedalia v'Nachikam Etzbasav Yechul Shem Lechem. Then it says V'Yakam Yishne v'Shvei V'Yakos Gedalia. Yeah, the next pasuk says pasuk Bay says he killed Gedalia. Yeah, this is in this pasuk. So tomorrow Vayta Om Rav Nachman Malachi. We know this Chagei Zechari Malachi, one of the three also Malachi. Zem Mordechai. It's Mordechai. That's what it is. V'Loma Nikur Shmoi Malachi. Why was Mordechai called Malachi? Show you Mishnah LeMelech. The one of the last psukim in the Megillah says that Mordechai was. It's because Mordechai Yehudi Mishnah LeMelech Achashverosh. It's the last pasuk in the Megillah. Ki Mordechai Yehudi Mishnah LeMelech Achashverosh. V'God LeYehudim. V'Rotzi LeRoiv Echov. Darish Terlam. Darish Shalom Chol Zare. It says the last pasuk that Mordechai became the Mishnah LeMelech. So therefore, his name is Malachi from the word Melech. Mishnah LeMelech, that's where Rav Nachman Shita is. That Malachi is the same person as Mordechai. Meisvei, Meisvei Kasha. It says in the Braisa that Baruch ben Neryo, V'Seroya ben Maiseho, V'Seroya Meisvei Samuel, V'Seroya ben Machsia, V'Daniel, U'Mordechai Balshan, V'Chagi, Zechariah Malachi, Kulam Nisnabu, B'Shnashtayim L'Dayavish. All these Nevi'im send a Nevuah in the second year of Dayavish, Dayavish the second, meaning Dayavish Achashverosh's son. That year is when they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. So it says in that year, in the second year of the Yavash, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, all these Avim were saying Nevuah. And what does it say? Malachi and Mordechai Balshan in the same Braisa. Obviously, Malachi is something, it's not the same person as Mordechai. Tiyufta, it's Taka, Kasha, or Rav Yechanan, Tiyufta. We refuted Rav Nachman's Shita, who holds that Malachi and Mordechai can't be. Tayyum, to the Braisa. So, Omer Meshuvah and Karcha. Malachi is Ezra. Actually, Malachi is Ezra. Ezra and Malachi are the same person. No, Malachi is Shemai. His name is Malachi, and he's not someone else. He is Malachi. He's a separate Navi named Malachi. But Rav Yeshua ben Karka says Malachi is Ezra. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, some of the girls are Rav Nachman Yitzchak here, because Rav Nachman just said before Malachi is Mordechai. It wouldn't be Mistavra that he's saying Pshat in Rav Yeshua. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Mistavra commanded Omer Malachi is Ezra. It's Mustafa, like the Madiyama says, Malachi is Ezra. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, B'Nevi'is Malachi, in the Nevi'is of Malachi, it says, Bogdo Yehuda v'Yisrael, even as Yisrael. Terrible thing was done in Klai Yisrael, v'Yishlaim, Kichila Yehuda Kodesh Hashem, Asha Ohav, and it says in the Pasuk, Ba'al Bas El Necha, which means that they married non-Jewish women. That's what it says in the Pasuk Malachi. And he's giving them Musa. And we find in the Pasuk Ezra the same thing that Ezra gave them Musa about marrying non-Jewish wives. Oman Afrish Noshim Nachriyos, who's the one who made a campaign to separate the Yidden from the non-Jewish wives? Ezra. The Chassid says in the Pasuk that after Ezra read them all the Torah and taught them all the halachas, it says, V'yan Shechanya ben Yechiel, when they went up to the second base of Mikdash, when Ezra went up, the people were big Amaratzim. And he taught a lot of people were married to Goyim, unfortunately, and he gave him a whole shmooze, Ezra. And then it says, "V'yan Shechanya ben Yechiel bnei Elam v'yom leEzra anachnu ma'alnu belikim v'noishev noshim nachriyos mami aretz." V'ata we took these Goyish wives. V'ata yesh mikvah yishal azos. Could we do kapara? V'ata to toidel Hashem lekev esechem v'asu retzayin v'bodlu mami aretz v'noshim nachriyos. So Ezra said, "Do the will of Hashem and separate yourself from the Amei Oretz and Hanoshim Hanochriyos." You see, Ezra was the one who was purged them for non-Jewish wives, and therefore it makes sense that Malachi and Ezra are the same person. What? Look, Malachi, they're both saying the same thing, so it makes sense. It makes sense. They're both doing the same thing. It's not Mestavra. There was two times the Klai saw they married non-Jewish wives, and it sounds like... Right. 10-15 years. Right, so it's just a Mestavra. It's Mestavra, the same person, because they're both doing the same thing. It's not Mukach, I guess. Yeah. There were the four nicest women in history were Sarah, and they were prettiest. Sarah, V'Rachav, Avigail, read it that way. Sarah, Rachav, Avigail, V'Esther. So these are the four prettiest women. And Tosfos asks, what about Chava? It says in the Gemara in Masechta Bava Basra that Sarah lefnei Chava could kaif nei adam. Sarah compared to Chava is like a monkey to people. So Tosfos answers, we only count people who are born from a Isha. Chava was the handiwork of Hashem himself, therefore we don't count Chava. So what are the four? The four are Sarah, Rachav, Avigail, and Esther. L'mandem Esther Yirakru Kaisai. So if you don't know, Esther was green, and she wasn't so pretty. Mapik Esther, Mael Vashti. Instead, you take out Esther and put in Vashti. And Tanabanan, Dr. Avaita, Rachav, Bishma, Zinsa. By mentioning her name, a person will run after his nose. Ya'al b'kailo. Ya'al, if you hear a voice, will make a person run after his nose. Avigail b'zchirasa, just mentioning, just remembering her. Micha b'ashal b'riyasa, with seeing her. Omrav Yitzchak, kala oime Rachav, Rachav miyad nikri. Anyone who says the name Rachav twice, automatically becomes Valkari. Omrav Nachman, I mean the Rachav, Rachav le'ech, I say it twice, nothing happens to me. I'm saying b'yodov makira. When you know her, then, and you say Rachav twice, then that is a problem. Tosis in Tainis actually says that Yoido Umakira means that he was Baal, someone's Baal Aleha. So then it's not so common. Akapanim, that's when it'll be Nikri, Rachav, if they know her, or Baal, like Tosis says in Mesechus Tainis. So now the Gemara goes Vaita to explain Psukim in the Megillah. And says, Mordechai Yoda es kol hashana asa. It says, Mordechai knew all about the Gzeirah. By Yikra Mordechai, the passage further, Yikra Mordechai es pegoda, by Yibish Shak ve'efer, he put on a sackcloth and ashes, by Yisuf Sechir, by Yizak, Zo'oko, G'doy lo Amora. He screamed out a great scream. Zokta Gemara, what's Pshat in this passage? What did he say? My Omar, he didn't just scream. What did he say? Rav Omar, what he said was, Gava Haman Machashverus. He was crying out that Haman outdid Achashverosh in the hate of Klal Yisrael. Even though Achashverosh hated Klal Yisrael, also I learned a few blad ago. But the Maisa, he didn't manage to want to kill them. And he said, no, Haman is even worse than Achashverosh. He wants to kill us. That the upper Melech overpowered the Melech down here, which the Rashi says is a Lashon Saginar. Really means the opposite. Ke'ilu is saying that the Achashverosh down here overpowered Hashem. That's how Rashi learned. That was what Mordechai said. But Masha has a kash on that. That comes out that Mordechai was a tiach dvarim klapi milo, and Sa'ara. So he wants to learn. Masha learns the opposite. Itaka means what it says. That he was crying out that the Eibishta has a koyach to overpower the malcha to saw, and it's a loss in tefila or a nevuah that we're going to get out of this gzeira. So it says that when Esther heard about this, Esther heard that Mordechai is outside with sackcloth. It says, "Vatavoyna naris Esther v'siriseha ve'egidu lo vatascalchal hamalka ma'oid," and she, her whole insides got very, all insides were churned inside her. What does that mean? Ma'avet scalchal. So two pshat. One, Rav Shapirsa Nida, she became a Nida. Rav Yirmiyama shehuchal lekavah. She had to go to the bathroom from this terrible basura. Then it says, "Vatikra Esther la'asach." Esther calls Hasach. And she sends him to go bring to go to Mordechai to find out what is going on. But Tikra Esther la'asach masirisei ha'melech shehem edel fanei ha'av tezaveil ha'mordechai l'das mazeh v'amazeh. What is this? What's going on? So who's Asach? Amar Rav, Asach zeh Daniel. V'lo menek v'shmei Asach. Why is it called Asach? Shechatru megdelusa, because Achashverosh removed him from his post. For the last three kings, Balshatzar, Daryavesh, and Koresh, he was the third in command of the whole entire country. That's how powerful Daniel was. When Achashverosh took over as the fourth king, he got rid of him. So that's Lashon HaSach for Rav. Shmuel is the opposite. Shmuel Amar, Shakol Dibei Machos Nechtochem Apiv. Fakert, even in the days of Achashverosh, he was very high up there, and HaSach is a Lashon that anything done at the Melech was done Aide him. So the Pasuk says, Das Mazeh Baal Mazeh. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yitzchak Shokhalo Shema. She wanted to know, what's the Siba Ruchnius that this happened to Klal Yisrael? Is it because they were Oiva on the Torah? Which it says about the Maluchos, we know on the Luchos written the whole Torah. The whole Torah is on the Luchos, Beremes at least, in all Saras and Dibris. Salkapanim, the Megillah's being Beremes that she asked, is it because they were Oiva on the Ganze Torah? So Mordechai says, I want you to go into the king, and Esther sends back, no, I can't go into the king because I can't go Shloi Kados. But it wasn't Asach. Daniel didn't go back to tell Mordechai the news. They don't come back and say bad news. Therefore, she had to send this to Mordechai, I did someone else. The pasuk says, it says that Vigidlo Mordechai don't say Asach anymore. Vigidlo Mordechai is the rest. They told it over, means someone else. Because he didn't want to be the one to send the bad news. But Lamai said, at the end of the day, Esther was masking. And she says, then do this for me. Leich Kenoi says, Kol HaYehudim, go gather all the Yehudim and Tzom, and Shushan, and Tzumu Olai, fast, Val Toichlu, Val Tishtu, Shloishes, Yobim, Laila V'yoyim, night and day. That's a major fast, 3 days straight. Gamani Ben Arisai at Tzom came. We're also going to fast. And I'll come to the Melech, even though I wasn't invited. And the Gemara explains what this means. Shloi Kedos and Kasha Avarati Garavarati. Omer of Abba, Shloi Kedos, Hoyosh, V'chol Yom Yom Rachshav Oynes. Anytime Achashverus called her in and was Ba Aleha, it was Ba Oynes. And therefore he was mutter to, she was mutter to Mardukai, because Allah is, if Isha, Isha Yisrael, someone's Ma'anasar, she's still mutter to her husband. But Ba'achshav, she's going in Baratzoin, she's going to lose to be married to Mordechai. Because avarati avarati, kashem avarati beis abba. Just like I was lost already from my family. Kach oivin mecha, I'm going to be lost from you. Taisus asks that, why don't you have a simple etza? Give her a get, give her a get, and then she'll be mutter. Taisus answers, since ma'isa a get as a pi edim, they were worried isparsim adavol amalchus, and therefore they did not do a get. That's what Taisus says. Zokta gemara vayta. So now Mordechai has to go out and tell everyone about the fast. Vayavar Mordechai. Mordechai went out, went over. Omer Rav, Shehiva Yom Rishon Shal Pesach. V'tainis. One of the days of Tainis was Yom Rishon Shal Pesach. Rashi learns the 3 days of fasting were Yud Dalet, that's Erev Pesach. Chamisha also is the 15th day of Nisan, that's the first day of Pesach. And Shisha also is the first day of Chalman Eretz Shal, but the second day of Pesach we have. Those are 3 days of fasting. So it comes out, he fasted on Yom Tov. They fasted on Yom Tov. So he was maver the Yom Tov but fast. And the Achrayim already asked that, forget about fasting a Yom Tov. What happened to the mitzvah matzah? The oikar mitzvah matzah. So that the Aruch Hanan answers that fasting means you have to eat less than a kesevas. You can be yoytzer the mitzvah matzah bekezayis, and therefore it could be yoytzer the mitzvah matzah that way. Akbaram, the 3 days of fasting with Yudal, Chamisha Osa, Vashisha Osa. Vashmuel Omar Da'ava Akuma Damaya. What it means is, Vayavra means he went over a body of water to get to the other side of Shushan. Shushan Abir was split into two, and to tell everyone in Shushan to fast. Vayibi Yoyim Ashlishi, on the third day of the fast, Vatilbash Esther Malchus, Big Tishdava. Now, what is Vayibi Yoyim Ashlishi? So I just typed the third day of the fast. What?
You want
to know the dates? No. Just saying what Loshan Vayavra means. Typed Vayavra. So it says, Vayibi Yoyim Ashlishi, Esther comes to the Melech. Now, what does that mean? Pashi learns the third day of the fast. If that's true, it won't work out. Because the Cheshbon Rashi says is, the fast was Yudal, Tezvav, Tezayin. And on Tezayin evening, Haman was hung. That means the third day of the fast was the second party. The first party was the second day of the fast. So what's Vahibi Yom HaShlishi? So there's a Rashi in that Tezayin that says, Vahibi Yom HaShlishi means the third day since they sent out the Gzeirah. Because on Yud Gimel, they sent out the Igeres. Yudal started the fast. So third day from Yud Gimel, She went into Achsheres the first time, which is the second day of the fast. Second day of the fast. Look at the Mashal, who has a whole tumult exactly when. Belaila hu nadra shas ha-melech. Because if he's there, the way Rashi learns, when was Belaila hu nadra shas ha-melech? After the 2 days. It means the matzah first day is the Pesach. And he has a medrash, the Mashal, that was the first night of Pesach. So that's a big tumult, exactly how to fit in these dates. We're going like Rashi fits in these dates. She put on Big Day Malchus. Break Day Mara. It doesn't say Big Day, it's Malchus. Big Day Malchus is what you like. Om Rabbi Loza, we had this before. Om Rabbi Loza, Om Rabbi Chanina, Melamed, she loves the Ruach HaKadosh. She was enveloped with Ruach HaKadosh. Ksiv Hacha, Vatil Bash, Ksiv Hosam, Veruach loves Shas HaMasai. So you see, that Ruach loves Shas HaMasai means, there, it's talking about Ruach HaKadosh. So here also, she loves Shas, Til Bash Esther Malchus means she got Ruach HaKadosh. No, Masai is the name of a person. It's a Pasuk, it's a Pasuk, it's the name of a person. I must say that person. There it says he had Ruach Kodesh, what?
He
wasn't a Navi? It's not a Megillah. Yeah, it's not, yeah. He was a Navi. They're talking about it's one of David's relatives. But Ruach love Shas HaMasai, Roish HaShishim Mecha, David, V'imcha, Bein Yishai Shalom. It's talking about, it's a Pasuk regarding, people say this, I think, in V'yitin Lecha, he said this Pasuk. Akapanim, they're talking about Ruach HaKodesh there. For Amram Allah, Amram Chanina, La'olam alti birchas hedik klala So once you mentioned Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Chanina, we have a few drushes from Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Chanina, they have no shaykhs to Megillah. A bracha of a hedit should never be light in your eyes. There's two G'day L'Adar, got a bracha from a hedit, and a skaim of them, and it was a skaim. Who are these two G'daylim? David and Daniel. David, B'shas, there was a magefa in his times, the Berachya Aravna. Aravna gave him a bracha. It says in the Pasuk, V'yemer Aravna El HaMelech, that you should have Hashem Lekecha Yirtzecha. Hashem should accept your tefillas. And the next Pasuk Taka says that his tefillas were accepted. So you see, the bracha of Aravna worked, even though he's a hedyot. Daniel, the Baruch Dayavish. There's a whole story by Dayavish that the other ministers were jealous of Daniel, and therefore they made up a bilbul on him, and he had to throw him into the Goyiv Arayis, he had to throw him into the lion's den. And Dayavish didn't want to do it. Dayavish loved Daniel. And he says to him, Dechsiv, Elekach di an palach le b'dira, the God who you always daven to, who Yishuz v'nach, he should save you. And Kachava, he was saved. So you see, the brach of a hedyet, tuzayv. A klola of a hedyot should not be light in your eyes as either way. Wash Ravi Melech kilo asara. Ravi Melech was makal asara. He didn't mean it, and he said, "Hinehu luchok susay nayim." It says in the pasuk there that Ravi Melech gave presents to Sarah. He said, "Let this be a covering over your eyes," which sounds like Chasam someone should be blind. And the skayim bizarro, the takov and skayim would hurt children. It says in the pasuk, "Hiki yizokay nitzchok v'techena inav takov." When he got older, he couldn't see. Another memory, nothing to do with Megillah. Come and see how the meat of Akaris Baruch Hu is different than Midas Bas Adam, much bigger. Midas Bas Adam, Adam Soifisk there, first he puts the pot on the fire and then he fills it up with water. Akaris Baruch Hu, he puts the water there and he puts the pot under it. Where is that? It's by the rain. Like the Pasuk is going to say, Hashem puts the rain into the sky first, and then he puts the clouds under it to hold the rain. That's mashallah. The clouds are like the kadera. See, after the Nesiim come to hold the water. I'm not a member, and this is Hashach and Megillah. But Omar Ablaz Aram Chanina. Anyone who says something b'shem the other person may be gulayim. Shnema, it says by Esther, she said over the that Bixam and Sarah want to kill him. She said over b'shem Mordechai. Esther Malach b'shem Mordechai. And you see, Taka gulak happened from that. We'll see later on Amar Beis. Overall, Zohar Machlina, tzaddik avad l'doyroy avad. Tzaddik avad l'doyroy avad. If a tzaddik leaves this world, it's l'doyroy avad. It's a loss for us. For the dar, not for the person himself. The person himself stays with the same miles. Marshal Adam's Avdam Magarlis, like a person who lost a diamond or a pearl. Any place it is, Magarlis, Shema, it's still a diamond. And it's still a pearl. It's still a Hashivas. Only the Baala is the one who lost it. Only the Baal is the one who lost it. So those are all the memories of Rav Lazar Chanina. I'm going to go further in now in the Megillah, also with more memories from Rav Lazar Chanina.